Okay, we're recording.
We're on. So,
all right.
30, so we'll call our executive meeting to order and do a roll call.
Okay, Debbie Arnold.
Yep, I'm here.
Ed Waggy.
Here.
Gary Wheely.
Not part of it.
Sure.
And are we going to call Ray to get him on board?
Yes, call Ray at this point.
Okay. Ray's dealing with his wife today. So.
Yeah.
I saw a car come in. Maybe that's Adam.
Was it red?
No, it wasn't red. But.
It's not starting to rain.
Which means we'll be starting issuing permits if it rains enough.
Ray Barron.
Hi, Ray.
Happy New Year, Ray. It's Debbie.
Happy New Year. The set.
Yeah, okay, good. I'm sorry I'm boat.
No, that's okay.
That's fine.
We think we'll just do just fine.
Not much to it.
Yeah.
So we just did our roll call, and now you're included.
So who do we have there?
Just Ed and myself.
Okay.
And it wasn't. What's an
Adam? And we think Adam is sick. He was not at SLOCOG this morning.
I'm sorry. Okay.
And so we're going to go on to public comment period. And you should see the crowd, right? No. We're asking for public comment. We're not getting any response. So we'll go on to the executive committee business and approve the minutes.
So move approval.
And second, and all in favor?
Aye.
And aye. And, and then we need to review this draft agenda. So, Gary, do you just want to roll through this with us?
Yeah, it's pretty light. There's not a lot going on. The first thing, hopefully, will be very easy, the election of the board chair and vice chair for 2018.
Yeah.
I think that's probably going to be pretty easy this time, following our typical protocol. Then we have the selection of the South Central Coast Air Basin Control Council representative and alternate. So somebody would make a motion for that. Presentation to our outgoing board chair.
Thank you.
For your service.
And the usual minutes from the board meeting, the executive meeting. Standard financial report, consideration of the board schedule for 2018, update of outreach activities, the grant program restoration, the implementation of the pension trust rate increase. That's one where the county had just gone through that process of a 2.08% increase associated with a change in actuarial methods and lower rate of return down to 7.18%. So we have right now the employees are okay with the splitting of it. We don't have representation for the employees, so it's pretty much what we do and what they agree to. So I've talked to the employees on that, and they're well aware of our intentions to follow that formula.
Okay.
The EPA 103 grant funding, we have some money for another air monitor that EPA has given us, so we have to put that into the budget.
Which kind of monitor is it?
It's going to be another BAM.
Okay.
A spare BAM.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's another spare. We actually bring it in and out all the time.
Yeah.
So we have our audit, a report on our audit, which is always goes well. I don't know, on the APCO report, typically to go over that with you guys, what I'm going to be talking about?
It's up to you.
It's up to you.
Yeah.
Sometimes
we just get the news, is coming up. Or
yeah, well, I'm going to talk about a train MOU that we finally got signed for the Tylee train.
Yeah.
The Fire Safe Council meeting, they'll report on that. We have a possibility of being involved in an EPA-funded study of these portable air monitoring devices. I'll report on that.
Personally owned?
They're funded by EPA, and South Coast is running a program to prove that if they can be used accurately to gauge air quality in different regions. So throughout the state, they're putting them in.
Much lower cost.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and we won't pay any of it.
Okay.
They're just looking for a place.
Do you have a staffing board?
Yeah. All we have to do is an occasional call out if something breaks down to give them a spare.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're not doing any of the study,
sure.
Not designing it, not doing it with the data. But it will give us some good information.
Sure.
And I'll work with state parks on that, because we'll probably put it down in South County and see where they might have some spots they want to look at as well. And we'll see if we can get them in contact with South Coast. So then with the dunes, we'll talk about that. This year's mitigation, a little brief of when the hearing board meets again at the end of the month, ongoing.
Is it appropriate if I just ask right now what, who kept me up on that? So the hearing board is
January 30th.
Recessed.
It's recessed until January. They continued it until January 30th. I hope that I can report back to the board that I have an agreement with Parks by then. Hopefully we get something hammered out. During the last month, during the holidays, it's kind of crazy to get things going. Another lawsuit, postal commission thing. It's messy, but we're progressing. So I hope to have good news with that. I know we'll be meeting probably next week again. I haven't fleshed out the date, but so we'll talk about that. We'll report on that as well. And that's what I have on that. I doubt Ray has anything in the district council report to talk about.
Maybe the lawsuit. Ray, you can talk about the lawsuit.
Yeah, that's in closed session.
Oh, that's right. That's closed session.
That's closed session. That's on the last item.
Yeah, this is Ray weighing in. I'm sorry. I'll discuss that in closed session if that's appropriate for the executive committee. But I think that's probably where to discuss it.
Yeah, as long as we legally can, it's a good place to do it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
So then on board business, it's very light. We have a presentation by Pension Trust. So they'll go over how this works for the rest of our board members. I know the county board members know more about this, but our cities have never, it's a black hole. The Pension Trust? They don't use it. So look forward to that. And then we're going to do a spotlight on wildfires and air quality forecasting.
Yeah, certainly got hit bad south of us. Hopefully we won't, but on that same line of thought, I'm glad you're going to attend our Fire Safe Council meeting. I think you may be aware the governor signed an emergency declaration, a proclamation a year and a half ago, asking ARB and CDF and so on to look at more controlled burns to control all the dead trees throughout the state.
Yeah, and it's going to be something.
All the forest problems.
Looking forward to the meeting. So,
and I appreciate you coming there. It's we're not Cal Fire, and we're nonprofit. But
right.
It's a chance to have a good dialogue. And I saw your piece in New Times where you were quoted on having interest in that anyway. So
yeah.
Appreciate you coming to our meeting.
I even did before I became APCO. I did a podcast that was a topic of that as well. I'm very interested in that subject. I think it's something that
it's a serious issue out
there.
Well, it's perfect timing to have APCD working together with FireSafe with all the tap and trade money coming down the pipe. It's just a chunk of it for right now for preventative and all that, and have the pending working hand in hand. It's perfect.
Yeah, it looks like we get a whole bunch more from the cap and trade funding, a lot more money for prevention and forest management.
Yeah. We let these things grow for so long, and they need to be cleared.
We do what we can. Anyway, just throwing that. Thought that was
that's good.
Otherwise, closed session.
Yep.
Looks fine to me.
Looks great.
So you're looking for a do we need a motion on this or just concurrence?
A review of the board meeting draft agenda. So don't we usually just thumbs up, thumbs down kind of thing? We're usually not real formal about.
Yeah, you don't actually. Looks good to me.
Just review it. Looks great to me.
Okay.
It's funny because I'm handing the fire safe to Ed. Wait, can I turn it? Vice chair.
Well, I'm not chair of vice chair of Fire Safe Council. Jim Harrison is.
Oh, yeah, Jim is. Yeah. I can't think anymore.
No, it's always a super, this. Always a supervisor.
Oh, I do see chair.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
no,
I forgot. What else, though? I thought there were two things you were picking up the chair on.
Chair of LEFCO and APCD.
Yeah, LEFCO. That's what I was thinking. So many things. So many meetings. I forget. forgetting which one.
Okay, does this mean adjourned then, Madam Chair?
So, is this the fastest meeting ever?
Probably. Close to it.
Okay.
10 minutes. We did that especially for you, Ray.
Yeah.
And I hope your wife's doing okay.
Yeah, she's in our
prayers. Thank you, Ann, for that. I'm just fighting with HR on the insurance right now. That's a major issue. And I have to let you know.
Yeah, that's the no fun part. Well, if we have a motion to adjourn.
So move.
And I'll second, and the meeting is formally adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.